Doug Tyrrell, History and Comment is available weekdays on iHeartRadio.
Hello, friends. I'm Doug Tyrrell. This is History and Comment for Wednesday, the 24th of April, 2024. The ancient stories of Homer and the Trojan Wars are considered historical, but in fact, the records are quite scant. This is the traditionally accepted date for the fall of Troy in the year 1183 BC. If you place this on a biblical timeline, it's late in the book of Judges, somewhere between Gideon and Samuel. Jump ahead almost three millennia, and the first regular newspaper in the colonies is published in Boston in the year 1704. Known as the Boston News-Letter, it was an 8-by-12-inch sheet printed on both sides and issued weekly. It was largely an official organ of the British government in the colonies and carried political news from London. When the revolution ramped up, the paper remained loyalist, and as Boston was evacuated by the British, it ceased operations. President John Adams signs a bill to set aside $5,000 to purchase such books as may be necessary for the use of Congress, thus creating the Library of Congress. This is in 1800. During the War of 1812, the library will be destroyed, and Thomas Jefferson will donate a portion of his collection to restock it. It was intended as a reference library for the members of Congress. Sharpshooter Annie Oakley is hired as part of Buffalo Bill's Wild West show in 1885. She was born Phoebe Mosey in 1860. She grew up in a large and impoverished family near the Ohio-Indiana border. Her skill with a gun came early, hunting to provide food for the family. While she is connected to the West, there's no indication she ever lived west of the Indiana state line. The Woolworth Building opens in New York City in 1913. At the time, it was the tallest building in the world and will hold that title for the next 17 years. The building was owned by the five and dime store chain F.W. Woolworth. We often discuss the Irish Wars, which have produced a very long list of songs telling the stories from both sides. In 1916, the 24th was Easter and the day of the uprising of the Irish Republican Army, chronicled in the song The Foggy Dew. It will last just 6 days, and the British will execute 16 of the leaders. While it might be considered a failure, it did light the spark that eventually led to an Irish state a few years later. But history has torn the island in ways that will never be mended. The island is only about the size of the state of Indiana. Most of the land and people are culturally Irish, with a history that is separate from England going back nearly 2,000 years. The portion known as Northern Ireland has a history more closely connected to Scotland and England, at least in the last 500 or so years. England and the lowlands of Scotland were occupied by the Romans, later the Anglo-Saxons, and still later the Normans. The Highlands had the Picts and Celts. The Normans were the first outsiders to gain a foothold in Ireland about the year 1166. In other wars, between the Civil War and World War I, technology changed greatly, mostly in the form of trucks and tanks. In 1918, the first engagement between opposing tanks takes place. Queen Elizabeth knights Winston Churchill in 1953. The Queen greatly admired Churchill and his contributions to the empire. U.S. General Westmoreland comments in a news conference in 1967 on the anti-war sentiment in the United States, stating, quote, "The enemy has gained support in the United States that gives him hope that he can win politically that which he cannot win militarily," end quote. He is almost prophetic in his vision. The war has not yet peaked. That will come the next year. By 1974, the Viet Cong will be defeated on the ground, but they will win in Congress the next year when anti-war factions fail to fund commitments we made to the South. President Carter gets a lot of blame for the failed attempt to rescue the Iranian hostages on this day in 1980. It was portrayed in the media as a fiasco. 8 helicopters were launched towards a staging area. The plan was that 6 needed to be operational at the staging site, or the mission would be aborted. Three had issues. Upon withdrawal, one of the remaining helos crashed into a fixed-wing craft and resulted in the loss of 8 soldiers. This was a low point in the military between the end of the Vietnam War and the Reagan rebuild. Besides the post-war effect, Carter had made a point to shrink the military. If that was a factor, could be debated. The Hubble telescope is launched in 1990. WikiLeaks begins publishing files pertaining to Guantanamo Bay in 2011. The U.S. naval base on Cuba, dating back to the Spanish-American War, is where foreign terrorist captives are held. They are not on U.S. soil and not entitled to constitutional protection. If you're inclined to read fantasy or science fiction, you know about the issues with time travel. If you go back and change anything, it completely alters the future. Life is full of what-ifs. Yesterday, a minor detail popped up on my feed. Popular ag broadcaster Max Armstrong and I share a connection to Mount Carmel, Illinois. I did not know that he was from Owensville, Indiana, and worked at an AM station in Mount Carmel a decade before I arrived in the town. It sent me down a rabbit hole wondering why I did not explore that avenue. Certainly it would have been a marriage between two of my interests, and I seem to recall the idea did show up on the radar. But then, the college station was a top 40 format, and ag news was not a thing there. At one point, I pondered the idea of an ag news feed for market data, but that was thwarted by the satellite feeds that became popular in the late 80s. In the end, I guess the reason was simply the lack of exposure. A couple of weeks ago, I was talking to a friend who had a son in high school, and the state of education was the prime topic. Sadly, education has become a typical government bureaucracy where the mantra is, we need more funding. With all of the hearts of an overworked assembly line, then the breakdown of the nuclear family is also a factor. Kids need serious advocates that are highly knowledgeable, that are willing to spend the time and effort over a period of years to help the young skulls full of mush find their way. There's the humorous quip that I like to ask teenagers what they want to be. I'm still looking for ideas. There needs to be some serious exploration, at least for some kids. There is the world of possibilities. Often we have most of the pieces in place, but are still missing a critical element or two. So close, yet so far away. It is unconventional wisdom, but I like to think in many ways a youngster finding a good career job right out of high school is a very sad thing. There's a world of possibilities and they quickly get locked into a single path. But then I know of a couple cases where folks were happy as clams in jobs that would have drove me completely insane. There is not a single right solution, which brings us back to the state of education. We are all unique, created in the image of God. Sadly, we do not have time to discuss divine providence in the matter. That's History and Comment for the 24th day of April. I'm Doug Terrell. Now, go do something worth remembering.